fighters today on the show. I'm going to go back to the basics because I am seeing a need in the contracting world on getting back to the basics of how to run a business, how to price your work, how to know different terms of business math that so many of you don't know. And that's really what this video here today about is about. I'm going to give you a contractor math crash course, if you want to call it that. And I'm going to highlight some of the main definitions that you need to know to be successful in business. You all want to win the game. And if you want to win a game, you got to know how to play the game. You need to know the rules of the game. You need to understand what things mean so that you can take the actions required to be successful in whatever game that you're playing. And that's why that's really the purpose of this video here today. So guys, stick with me here because a lot of you are making assumptions. Let me go back up here a bit. One of the reasons I'm getting back to the basics of this, and you can get a copy of this. I'll drop the link here in a minute so that you're on the same page. But a lot of contractors make assumptions about what certain things mean in a business, terminology-wise, when it comes to the math. And it's hurting them. It's keeping them in debt. It's keeping their profit low or non-existent. And so I want to clear this shit up for you here today and give you an edge, because here's the other thing. Most of your competitors, they don't know this stuff. And you knowing the things that I'm going to drop here today are going to help you. All right. So Tom, shut the hell up and get to the point. All right. So guys, definitions here today. Contractor business math crash course. Number one definition you got to know is revenue, right? What the hell is revenue? What does it mean? Guys, revenue is the money that you get paid for the thing you do. All right. It is fuel for your truck, meaning not your actual truck, but the business truck. The business vehicle needs gasoline. That's what revenue is. Now, you'll also hear the term sales. To me, sales is what I sell. Revenue is what I collect. So if I sell a job for $10,000 today and sign a contract, I have a $10,000 sale today. And if they give me a deposit of $5,000, I have $5,000 revenue today. And let's say a month down the road, I finish the job, I do the project, I finish it getting paid a month later, right? Whatever month that other $5,000 comes in, that's revenue for that month, all right? And so one of the things we always teach in Battleground is that in our world, we try to keep our sales numbers outpacing our revenue collected numbers by like 2.5 times. So if your sales goal is $100,000 a month, you got to bring that in, revenue of $100,000 a month. I want to sell $250,000 a month so that I'm always putting fuel in the car with revenue. All right, guys, next big thing, cost of goods sold, COGS, COGS, or another name for that is called direct costs. Stick with me here because I know we're talking math and it's school. And if you're like me, you fucking hated school and you probably hated math and you're intimidated by it. So I'm going to do a little break here and wake your ass up, because this shit's going to make you some money. So stick with me and push through the boredom of math class. By the way, this is probably the coolest math class they're ever going to have in their life, because I'm going to teach you how to make butt tons of money. Not buttons like on a shirt, but tons of money. Guys, cost of goods sold. This is how much it costs you to produce the thing for the client. So let's pretend I'm painting a house. All right. If it's going to cost me out of my pocket $10,000 to paint the house, I'm paying labor, I'm paying material, all right? Whatever it costs to do the job, that's on me. That's what I get to pay to paint Mrs. Johnson's house, Mrs. Smith's house, or Mary's house, or Dave's house. This is what you get to pay. So it's important that you understand what it costs you to produce a job if you're going to price your work for a profit. Many contractors figure out what it's going to cost them to do the job, and they go, oh, I'll just add 10% because that's what my grandfather did, and you wonder why you're broke. All right, so cost of goods is whatever it costs you to do the project in the field. This includes, on top of the labor you're paying your guys an hour or your subs or whatever, any taxes, work comp on that labor, and things like that are in there that your bookkeeper will help you with. Hey, you've heard of Battleground. It's time to jump your butt in there and change your life, change your business, level up your relationships, make the money that you are supposed to be making for the value that you're putting into the world. I want to let you know, guys, that starting on October 20th
and running through October 31st,
you're going to have an opportunity to take advantage of getting into Battleground for our 3-month quick start program, which is 3 months, and we're going to extend it for you one extra month. We're going to give it 4 months for 3 months if you jump in between October 20th, 2023 and October
31st
at midnight Pacific time. Go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground and get on the wait list. Unless you're seeing this when it's already open, then you'll just know what to do. I'm out. All right, next, gross profit. Gross profit is the difference between what you've collected and your cost of goods. So if the job cost me 10, or I charged 10 grand, collected 10 grand of revenue, and I spent 7,000 doing the job on cost of goods, that difference at 3 grand is gross profit. That is what some people in the financial world will call your real income. Because the real income is not the 10 grand on the project that you bring in. It's what is left after you produce the project. And then that amount is what you have to pay the rest of the bills in your business with. All right. If you don't have a high gross profit, you're going to really struggle making profit at all and paying yourself and staying out of debt. That's why here in the Contractor Fight, I am constantly, our team is constantly beating the gross profit drum because it is the fastest way to make more money in your life. All right, next, overhead. Overhead. And I'm going to do a separate video that goes deeper into overhead here soon. So stay tuned for that. All right, I'm going to give you a flyby here. Maverick's going to buzz the tower on overhead right now. All right, what would my call sign be if I were a fighter pilot? You can't come up with your own. That's a rule. You got to be named one. So anyway, so overhead, this is everything that needs to be paid that is not directly related to the job you're doing. Remember, the costs for the job are called cost of goods sold, direct job costs, labor, material, permits, all that shit. Okay. Well, all the other bills in the business, those have to be paid even if you're not doing a project. Some of you guys are sitting at home and you got this in your keister. And you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do this week because I don't have any work. Well, guess what? You still have overhead. You still have bills to pay. Even though you're not doing a project, you got a website to pay for. God, please tell me you have a website, because if you don't, I'm just going to throat punch your little bitch ass. Okay? So your website, your liability insurance that's due every month, your bookkeeper, your office rent, your truck payment, your cell phone. All these things that still need to be paid, guys, that is what your overhead is. It's rent, it's gas, it's your salary, it's your office manager. I said that already. All right, that's overhead. And like I said, I'm going to do another video on that all by itself because there's a lot more to say. Next thing, break-even point. If you don't know your break-even point, I'm going to cut your testicles off. Not really. That's mean. So, I don't know why I said that, but if you don't know your break-even point, you're going to have a real hard time knowing how to set your sales and revenue and profit goals, all right? And guys, break-even, and by the way, check this out. Did you know I'm going to do another whole video on break-even, just like I'm going to do one on overhead? Because these are two areas that y'all are messing up big time and you don't understand. And that's understandable, because if you're not focused on something, how are you going to know it? So I'm going to help you zero in and get focused on some of this important stuff so you can change your damn family's legacy when it comes to the money. All right. Break even is when you have zeroed out. Okay. You've covered all the costs to do the job. You've covered all the overhead in your business and no more. That's it. Okay. You literally are zeroing out the money coming into the business, paid enough for the cost of goods. You had enough gross profit left to exactly pay your overhead, and you got $0 left. That's called break even. All right. This is found by taking your overhead and dividing it by your produced gross profit percentage. That will tell you how much money you need to collect in a certain given period of time to break even. Like I said, there'll be another video on that. All right, next. We're almost there. We're almost there with our basic business math class crash course definitions, contractor math class course crash course. Try to say that. Okay. Stick with me. You can do it. We're almost there. I got like four more definitions that are important for you guys. And I'm having fun with this, guys, because I understand math can be intimidating to people. All right. Just put a dollar sign in front of the numbers and it's fun to do math. All right. Next is net profit. Net profit. Now, we get a lot of love mail, if you know what I'm saying, here in the fight. People going, all you talk about is gross profit. It's net profit. It's what you keep that counts. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Okay. So no shit, Sherlock, that it's what you keep that matters. But if you want to keep more of the net profit bottom line at the end of the day number, you got to start with a higher gross profit number. See, I'm going to the source, right? Got a problem. You want to go to the source of the problem, why you guys don't have any money left at the end of the year, end of the month, end of the quarter, and you're not paying yourself. And you wonder why you got no money left over. Mama Bear is ready to make you sleep on the couch for the next 6 months. All right. It's because you ain't going to the source. You got to fix the gross profit, which is why we talk about that. So total side note there. All right, back to net profit. This is what's left over. Logan's behind the camera now cracking up because he knows I have like ADDDD, what, you know, DHD out the butt. And I'm excited. See, I get fired up about this stuff because I know the few of you that are going to pay attention to this video and the next few videos we're going to do on the basics of business math for a contractor, I know a few of you, maybe four or five of you, are actually going to pay attention, do something with it. You're going to be a millionaire. Truly. I'm dead serious. You will be a millionaire in the next 3 to 5 years. Your net worth's going to go through the roof. Just for a few of you though. Maybe you're one of them. All right. Net profit's what left over after all the cost of goods and overhead is paid. All right. And it's any amount above your break-even point. All right. Which we'll get to later. Net profit is not your salary. Your salary is part of overhead. Okay. Because you need to pay yourself to work in the business. The net profit is what I've always called a financial pat on the back for doing a good job running the business. All right. And that net profit can be used for anything you want. You can reinvest it back in the company. You can buy yourself a boat. I don't care what you do. Pay off debt, blah, blah, blah. All right. But you got to have net profit or you're dead. All right, next, cost per lead. This is how much a lead or opportunity costs you. I'm going to burn through these because I can feel I'm losing some of you guys. So fucking stick with me here, damn it. All right, so you divide how much money you're spending in marketing. You divide that by the number of leads or at-bats you get coming into the business. Now, some of you are going, I don't spend any money on marketing. I have zero lead costs. Now you have your time and you have your energy and you're building relationships. I get it. You have, if you have a website and you're paying for a domain, $13 a month for the year divided by the leads you get, you have marketing costs. Okay. So anyway, a lot of you guys don't know what it costs to get the phone to ring. And that's why you're not hitting your goals. Second part of this is cost per sale. What does it cost you to get a job, to win a project? This is dividing the marketing dollars by the number of projects you win. And this is also helpful if you ever go on Shark Tank, because they're going to ask you, what's it cost you to acquire a customer? That's what this is. All right. Closing rate. This is dividing the number of sales you make by the number of leads that come in. All right. So if I sell 4 jobs and 10 leads came in and I sold 4, I have a 40% closing rate. All right, win rate, whatever you want to call it. And finally, average sale. This is total sales dollars brought in, revenue collected, divided by the number of projects you did. Okay. Now, when I ask people this question about, you know, what's your average job size? Well, it's different. No shit, it's different. That's why there's an average. Okay. There's an average height in my house right now. I'm 5'10. Logan, how tall are you? 6? 6'2", all right, 6'2", the queen's 5'4", all right, one of my daughters is like 5'1", all right, and the others are whatever, there's an average, no shit, it's different, oh, it's different. But there is always an average, you guys. All right. Drives me crazy. Can you tell I've been doing this for a while and my patience is like this when it comes to some of you people? All right. So listen up. Like I said before, when you have this information, all right, and you're fanatical about tracking it, and by the way, that means that doesn't mean you have to do it. It means go hire a bookkeeper. All right? Hire a bookkeeper who does this shit. A lot of you guys are in debt because you're too stupid to hire a bookkeeper. Seriously, you think it's an expense. It's not an expense. It's an investment so that your data is right, so that you can make more money. All right? So, like I said at the top of this, most have not put in the time to understand these definitions, these numbers, these things that I've talked about. That's why we do so much financial coaching here in the fight, because we want you to win. You need to understand the terminology and the rules of a game if you want to win the game. And a lot of you guys just haven't put the time in. That's why you're not winning. So if you want to grab this thing that's got it all spelled out so you don't have to go back and take notes, go to thecontractorfight.com/math. No way. Who would have guessed? /math. Grab it for free and start your financial education that will help you win more as a contractor. Don't forget to subscribe, to share, to like, do all the shit that I'm supposed to say here. Just do it. Share this with another contractor because most of them don't know their numbers. Appreciate y'all. Thanks for being part of the fight. We'll see you guys next time. I'm out.